Welcome Rabbi Shua Hartman, head of the Hasmonean Beis HaMedrash and author of over 30 Sforim of the Maharal of Prague, Shef and Divrei Torah, the Kovet Shabbos Kedesh.
Korech Rav Tugendhav, Lord the Asu of Nishmas Yisrael. I would like to speak something about the Parsha, but first ask maybe a few questions about Shabbos. You know, Pesach, the theme is Cherus. Shavuos, the theme is Matan Torah. Yom Kippur, the theme is Kapara. What's the theme of Shabbos? What's the central point of Shabbos? Emuna, Oineg, Bria Soilam. I could give you a list of like 20 important things about Shabbos. What is the core of Shabbos? You know, it's a question, if you think about it, yeah, I don't know the answer. Because it's something that happens, Baruch Hashem, once a week, and maybe sometimes we didn't have a chance really to study, and what is it about? What's the heart of Shabbos? And we all, when a Yom Tov comes about, we all get ready, Pesach, we all learn about the Divrei Torah about Pesach. Shabbos is holier than Pesach. Whenever a word appears the first time in the Torah, that's what it's all about. That's what Tzadik HaKohen says in Gershon Tiyah, right? The first time it says the word Kedusha is by Shabbos. So all Kedushas in the world have to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is the epitome. Chil Shabbos is a Yisrael Chil Misa, Chil Yom Tov is a Lav, Tzana Misa. So there's something about Shabbos which is, what is it? What's the Nekuda? Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer the question tonight, but I want to say something in the Parsha, and hopefully that will help me for a mentorship to answer. And if not, we'll leave it to mentorship for the next year's Shabbos UK.
Ah, we won't have any Shabbos.
There's nobody who studied Mikra, right? The way Chazal did. It's Yadua. The Diyukim and the way they were sensitive to the nuances of the Pesukim, no one did it like Chazal did. And Chazal noticed that throughout the whole Tanakh, when someone's thinking to himself, it says he's talking. It's recorded as saying he's talking to his heart. But there's a minor difference. Sometimes it says Vayomer Elipo, and sometimes it says Vayomer Belipo. If I would have to decide if this, I would say it's not afkimina. Mach nicht ois. The Zelbazach. Eli boy, no big deal. Chazal point out that's the biggest difference in the world between Vayomer Elibo and Vayomer Belibo. Vayomer Elibo is said only by Tzadikim. Vayomer Belibo is said by Rishayim. And Chazal bring psukim all over the Tanakh to prove it. By Rishayim, Vayomer Esa Belibo, Yikrivu Yimei Evel Aviv, Elgat Yaakov Achi. Vayomer Haman Belibo, Limi Achbos Avelach Asod Yikar Vigdun Yosem Emeni. Vayomer Yeravam Belibo, Omar Noval Belibo. But Tzadikim says, Vachana Medaberet Al Liba. Vayomer David El Libo. And last week's Parsha, Vayomer Hashem El Libo. Law, Sif Od, the Kalet, etc. And Chazal said, why? How does the word Elibo, how does it reflect the difference of a Tzadik and a Rasha? Rishayim Birshus Libam. Tzadikim Libam Birshusam. That's the whole nafkimina between the Chofetz Chaim and the biggest Rasha in the world. The Chofetz Chaim Libam Birshusam. He controls his heart. The heart is a place of Yetzirah as well. B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yetzirecha. The Tzadik controls his heart. Rishayim are controlled by their hearts. That's the whole chilek. How does Elibo show tzaddik and Belibo show rasha? Elibo means it's mibachutz, like Ruven medaber el Shimon. A tzaddik does not follow blindly his heart. He's always afraid. Maybe it's the Yetzirah telling him what to do. So he takes a step back and he's careful. A rasha, him and his heart are one. He's not afraid if it's the Yetzirah speaking. So he just follows his heart blindly. How can you say by the Eibushter Vayomer Elibo? By Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no issue of Yetzirah and Yetzirah. So the Mefarshim of Medrash explained by Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzad Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov, rather it's Midas Adin and Midas Arachmim, and the level of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Din, Yom Nokam Velibi, fine. And this Chazal proof from all over the Tanakh. What about 17:17? What do I mean 17:17? Rashi's 17:17. This week's parasha. The Lech Lecha. Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Yitzayin. You know what it says there? Avram Avinu was told that it'll have Yitzchak. Vayipol Avram al pona vayitzchak, vayomer, balibol. Like by Mishraim. Ha-leven mea shana yivolet ben, v'sor bat yishim shana teile. So whatever you said about Yeravam, Esav, Haman, Naval, you say it by Avram Avinu. Vayomer balibol does not say vayomer elibol. Chazal didn't see this pasuk that any kid in Cheder knows by heart. So what, Papa, what do you think? What's the answer? I see already in the eyes of the Olam. Yeah, yeah. The answer is like this. Avraham Avinu is a big tzaddik. Very big. But, here comes the but. Even big tzaddikim have moments of weakness. And on that moment, that it sounds like he's a little bit mefakpek and he has sveikus about the haftacha, the Yetzirah chapped him. And therefore it says on that freeze moment, Vayomer Belibo. Right, the person, that's what you thought the answer? Richtig? Yeah. But obviously it's not the right answer. First of all, because I got to speak for another 20 minutes. So it can't be the right answer. Second of all, Rashi on the spot says that the laughter of Avraham Avinu is a positive laughter. Zed tirgem unkulus v'chadi. The Sarah's laughter was negative, machoch. Lamadnu she'avum avinu hemin v'somach. That's the words of Rashi. He's not having doubts. He's saying, Be'emunah Shlema. Wow, I'm going to have a son at the age of 100 and Sarah at the age of 90. Sarah's laughter was negative. Lefikach ikvita kodesh bochum al Sarah, v'lo ikvita al Avram. That's what Rashi says. Kodesh bochum was upset with Sarah, not with Avram.
Could be at the age of 100, he didn't have any more
years to live. No. First of all, he's 99 at this stage. Okay? So, and by the way, it has to be that it's a positive laughter. Because the child was named after this laughter. Yitzchak. If his mother's laughter is negative, we know. If the father's laughter is also negative, so he's named after a negative phenomenon. The opposite question, that's impossible. Someone's laughter has to be positive. By default, it's Avram. So, Hemi v'samach, it was a moment of rejoice and belief. And yet, it says belly boy. Because I'll say the Billy was said on the first shine. I don't always say. Now, what would be if I would tell the Oilam? I'm going to make it a little bit lighter. Oh, I'm sorry, I got to leave now. Would anybody fall asleep tonight if there's something on a gotcha? Excluding those who are falling asleep now. Excluding those. And then the Pharisee Chazal against the Pazuk. The Pharisee Pazuk against Chazal. And they bring him Sukkim from Esther, from Tehillim, from all over Tanakh, and then it's the Pazuk and Pasha Zaklecha. We know that the third Shal Peh is Ish Mipi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu and Pia Shechina. So we have to find an answer. Rabbi said, let's think. When it says, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. B'chol levavcha, two basic. What do two basic represent?
Mishnei
Yitzrecha. Now we say every morning in Avraham Avinu, a pasuk from Nehemiah, U'matzah says, Atau Hashem Elokim Asher Bachalta B'Avraham, V'yitzeh Zemur Kazdim V'savta Shmoi Avraham, U'matzah says, Levovoi Ne'eman Lefonecha. Can I imply from this pasuk that Avraham Avinu's Yetzer Hara was also Neman, trustworthy Hashem? Because it says two basic. Umatzah says Levavai Neman Lefanecha. So we were trained in yeshivas that you don't dash and psukim on your own, even though you have circumstantial proof. But I thought it's in the Farish Yerushalmi, the last Amud base in Mesechus Brachas. Avraham Avinu asa Yetzer Hara toiv. Tichsev Umatzah says Levavai Neman Lefanecha. And the Yerushalmi goes on to say that all other tzaddikim control the Yetzer Hara, overpower the Yetzer Hara, shechted the Yetzer Hara. But the only one who transformed the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara became good is Avraham Avinu. The only one who did it. So l'chor, we already have an answer. How come tzaddikim are afraid of their heart and they keep a distance? Because when their heart wants something, they have an urge to do something, they have a suffix. Is it the Yetzer Tov talking or the Yetzer Hara talking? But if you made the Yetzer Hara also good, you have nothing to be afraid of. It's a win-win situation. So ironically, Avraham Avinu and all the Rishonim have something in common. They're all not afraid of their hearts. But 99.99% when you say somebody's not afraid of his heart and he follows it blindly, that means he's a Rasha. Because he's not afraid of the Yetzirah. But if you already transformed the Yetzirah and you made it good, you have nothing to be afraid of. Just imagine you hear a voice and you don't know who's talking to you. The voice is telling you to do something and you have a suffix. Is it the Chofetz Chaim or the Vilna Gaon? You don't know whoever it is. Fine. Whoever it is, I'm in good hands. Avraham Avinu, maybe it's also good. He has nothing to be afraid of. So it's a right to what Chazal say. When you're not afraid of your Yetzirah, you can say belly boy. Usually when you're not afraid of your Yetzirah, that means it's a Rasha. There's one individual who's not afraid of Yetzirah because he already transformed it to good. Good? Now, what do I have to still clarify before I can say, what's the point I still have to check out?
On the other occasions.
Look at other occasions, what did Avraham Avinu do? Well, this is the only occasion. Okay? I gotta find out, when did Avraham Avinu reach his Madrega? Did he did Yetzirah time? Did he do it before 1770? Or after 1770? If he did it before 1717, we got a deal. So he already reached this high Madrega and he could say belly boy. But Avraham Avinu then was 99. He lived till 175. He has still many years ahead of him. Maybe it happened when he was 120, 130, 140. So then we're back to the Kasha. So how could you say earlier, it would be premature to say belly boy if you didn't reach that Madrega yet. So the Maharal and the Gulari. Okay, we're going to get to it in a minute. The Maharal says, if it will be the bris, it's going to be our problem. The Maharal says, Mefersh, on the Gulari. So the Helik Maharal. It says, Yisalech Fonai V'yesamim. Says Rashi, basically, the Grand Adorim. Now you're missing five limbs. Shtei Inayim, Shtei Oznayim, and Mokam Amila. Osiv Lecha Oisei Al Shmcha, and it'll be okay. But now you're missing those five limbs. Like the Ran and the Durham, what do you mean Avraham Avinu was missing the eyes and the ears? He was deaf and blind? Says the Maharal, I'll tell you what the answer is. Before he did the Bris Mila, if he saw something inappropriate, or heard something inappropriate, the Yetzirah will put up a fight and say, keep on looking, or keep on listening. Like what happens to regular people. And Avraham Avinu would have to conquer his Yetzirah. Once he did the Bris Mila, the Yetzirah is not interested in either. Meaning he didn't have the two eyes and the two ears, because they're not, so to speak, in his rishus. They're on their own, want to see and hear more. And he had to overpower them. Now, the Maharal's echoing the Yerushalmi, that Avraham Avinu made the Yetzirah good. But he said it happened at the Bris. If it happened at the Bris, it's not good for the Jews. Because the Bris was 1723. Meaning Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk of Gimel. So Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk Yitzayim, it's six psukim premature. If he reached that Madrega when he did the Bris, Oy vey is my Azmir. The Bris is six psukim later. What are you going to say? Ain't Mukhtum Mukhbatari in six psukim. So we're back to a sleepless night. But if you look carefully in the words of the Maharal, it's true he said Bris. Kishanimol. Kishanimol Ishlimimol. That's the Lashon of the Maharal. But he's speaking about the Rashi. Kishosif lecha ois hei al shmecha. When the letter hey will be added to your name. He reached that Madrega when the letter hey was added. And that happened already in 1705. So it's 12 psukim earlier. It's okay. Hai the Maharal said when you do the Mila. Because the changing of the name is the beginning of the procedure of the Mila. Till today, you give a name of a boy at a Bris Mila. Say the Svar Magdash, because that's what happened to Avraham. So when did he reach this Madrega? Boy, so let's sum up. 1705, when the name was changed. That already happened earlier. But now, boys, look at a new tam that you have by Baruch Tavi when you say it tomorrow morning. Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bachalta Avraham. Vayitzei Sevor Kazdim Asav Tashmoi. When the name was changed from Avram to Avraham, then Umatzah says Lebavoy, and that the Yerushalmi says he made the Yetzirah perfect. Fine. Oh, good. Now, let's try to understand. If Avraham Avinu made the Yetzirah good, so what's the purpose to give him two other Nisyonas later on? The Mila was Nisyon number 8. You're testing someone that doesn't have a Yetzirah, so of course he's going to be successful. What's the purpose? The Maharal says the word Nisan comes from the word Nes, going against nature. So if he made the Yetzirah already good at the time of the Bris, So afterwards you're testing him if he's going to expel Yishmael and do the Akedah, of course he'll be successful. What's the Nisayan here if you don't have Yetzirah? So that's the kasha that I want you to think over the Shabbos table. You think it over during the Shabbos table. If not, you come to Rav Dudi, he'll tell you the answer. It's a Shabbos. I want to speak about another kuda here. And this I want to connect to Shabbos. What's the pshat that Avraham Avinu made the Yetzirah good? What does that really mean? What is the, what we asked before about Shabbos, let's focus a second about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Ish Chesed, Baal Chesed, the Indian of Chesed. How do you understand that? Why was Avraham Avinu the Baal Chesed? So he was a nice guy. Avraham Avinu was super nice. What does that mean? And Yitzchak was not so nice? No, but Avraham Avinu was a very, very generous and kind man. Didn't it have to be that way? That the first Av is Midas Chesed, the second Av is the Midas Din, the third Av is Emes. Of course it had to be that way. What's the oimek that Avraham Avinu was a nice guy? I'm really embarrassed to say guy in Avraham Avinu. But just to bring out the question, what does that mean? How does that fit in with other things that we know about Avraham Avinu? He's the first one, he was given the mitzvah of Milah, Chamach Evorim, his name. Let's read it this way. Avraham is gematria 248 limbs. A name is the essence, and the gematria is part of that essence. That's what you have to say about Avraham Avinu. 248 limbs? Wouldn't it be more appropriate if his gematria would have been Neshama? Ruach? Torah? Gdusha? Limbs? 248 bones? That's what's so special about Avraham Avinu. So the Maharal in Derech Chaim in Perek Hei explains, what did Avraham Avinu know that the generations before him did not know? What was his secret? It was tzaddikim that lived before him. But Avraham Avinu is the one that chapped the Nekuda, which is Alpaim Shana of Torah, starts with Avraham Avinu. What did he know that others did not know? Says the Maharal the following point. Others, those who lived before him, thought he could go straight to the high windows and straight into philosophy, into muskolas, and to oimek. And what about the goof? And the blemishes of the goof? Bypass it. You know, take a bypass road and go straight to the high windows. Avraham Avinu understood, we're called Adam, not Neshama. We're called Adam because we come from the Adama. Even though we have a Neshama. We're not called Neshamadik, we're called Adamdik. And we come from the Adama. Avraham Avinu was the first one that understood the only way to be a solid Oyver Hashem is bottom up. Don't skip any part. Take the goof, blemish by blemish, rectify it, then you can start building a big building. But if you don't do that, it's going to backfire sooner or later. And once we understand that's the Nekudah HaMerkazit of Avraham Avinu, everything fits in. The biggest blemish, one of the biggest blemishes of the goof, is being selfish. Constantly taking. A goof always says, I want. Avraham Avinu says, let's become a Baal Chesed. And use the goof to give. To help people. It's not Stam, he was a nice guy. He understood that's the avoida of rectifying the goof. Instead of being a taker, become a giver. That's blemish number one. Blemish number two, Yetzirah. It's a tremendous blemish of the goof. Ezu el zar shu begufo shel adam heva oimer Yetzirah. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos. So let's take the Yetzirah and rectify it. The third blemish is the goof's sexual drive. It says the Gemara Ba'avasa, Avraham Avinu lo haya afilu b'didei lo yistakel. The Maharal says in him, Lo haya tsanua ba'olam, kama Avraham Avinu. He took all the pitfalls of the goof, one by one, and rectified them. And then he became a pillar of Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, the numerical value of his name is 248, a goof. Therefore, he was given the mitzvah of Mila, which has to do with a goof. Avraham Avinu is the one that said, and this is what Judaism is all about, and this is what Shabbos is all about. Mekadesh HaChomer. Don't overlook the body. Don't ignore the body. Rather, rectify the body. That's what you should do. And that is the mahus of Avraham Avinu's avoda. Mimele is a Baal Chesed. Mimele he got Bismillah. Mimele he did Yetzirah Tov. Avraham Avinu was saying, you can't be a true Oved Hashem if you yell at your wife. You can be a Gavaldi Galamdin. If you are yelling at your wife, it's a Lo Shaveh. You can't be a real Oved Hashem if you stink from Gaiva. You can't. You gotta work on these points. Barati Yetzirah, Barati Torah, Tavlin. And the 2,000 years of Torah start with Avraham Avinu, this week's Pasha. Beta Nefesh Asher Osu B'choran. Avraham Avinu, and that's what the Kotzke Rebbe would say, I'm saying always in my shirim, on the Pasuk, Anshek V'Anshek Kodesh Tiyuli. There's four words in this Pasuk. V'Anshek Kodesh Tiyuli. Which word should you underline? What do you think is the most important word in this Pasuk, in these four? So most people say Kodesh. Zok the Kotzke Rebbe, Anshek. I want people who are holy. Don't become a malach, says the Eberster. Malachim, I have billions. I got billions of malachim. I don't need you to become a malach. I need Anshe Kodesh. The tzaddikim that Am Yisrael produced throughout the years, throughout the generations. Doishe Elyon, but they were married, they had mishpachas. That's what I want. Shabbos is the Yom Oinik. Rabbi Zay. Shabbos is the Yom Oinik of showing this principle. Of course, it has to be more explained in length. That you have a neshama yisera. Look at this point. Shabbos is unique that you have a neshama yisera. And Rashi says in two places in Shas, how does the neshama yisera manifest itself? Rashi in Beitza and Rashi in Tainis. That you can, how could you eat so many meals? That's what Rashi says. How could you eat so much if you wouldn't have a neshama yisera? Neshama Yisera is manifested through a meal. Neshama Yisera should be manifested through learning Torah. That's what it's all about. The Kedusha of Am Yisrael is intertwined with the Guf. It starts from the Guf. Anshei Kodesh. And our first Av is Ramach Yevarim. Take the Guf and elevate it. Take the Guf, start from there. You can't proceed if the goof is left behind. Don't ignore the goof. The tznias, the kedusha. This is not the time to speak about it. The phones that we have. You can't go around. It'll be like this and be like that. You can't. You can't. It won't go. You gotta be that the goof is kodesh. And we're not nichshol in the pitfalls of the goof. If you overcome that, then the goof becomes a merkava for Shechina, and that's what Am Yisrael is all about. The Gemara Menacha says, it's from the Malacha, in the Rambam, Omar Avuna, if a goy, tomorrow will be some English, tomorrow's Friday, let's say Sunday, on Sunday some English will be built. If a goy would like to come up, David Cameron will send a beautiful animal to the Bais HaMikdash. And he's going to add a note, I would like that it should become, I understand from my Jewish advisors, the best sacrifice is called slumim. You know, in English, the shin becomes S, right? Goldstein, right? That's how it goes. I would want slumming. You know what that look is? Omar Avuna, you make it oil. No, but he said slumming. No, you make an oil out of it. Says the why? Omar Avuna, you bite them a kra, you bite them a swa. And what's the swa? Goy, libo la shamayim. A goy understands oil. You take the whole animal and you burn it. But you're going to have a meal? You're going to have a shwama? And that's part of your Avodas Hashem? A Goy doesn't understand that. He understands Oila. Am Yisrael is represented by Shlomim. In Maamar HaSinai, we brought Shlomim. A Goy understands Yom Kippur. He doesn't understand Yom Kippur. Kal v'chomer, he won't understand Purim. Kal v'chomer not. But with the goof, you're Oved Hashem? You're having a great meal and you're part of Avodas Hashem? How could it be? But Am Yisrael represents Adarabah. Adarabah, in Maamar HaSinai, we brought Korban Shlomim. A Goy, he says Shlomim will make out of it. It's brought on the Halacha and the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai. It's not like just philosophy and cute. It's Halacha and the Maisa. Am Yisrael represents the combination, the Kiddush HaFlema. Rabbi Yisai, that's how come Shabbos is what it's all about. Shabbos is a day of Oinek. You have a Oinek, there's a mitzvah of Oinek. Right? It's a mitzvah oinik. Shabbos is a day that you take all the parts of the Bria. the spiritual and physical, and you connect it and you elevate it. That's one of the main themes of Shabbos. And that started with Avraham Avinu that made Yetzirah Tov, and he could say Vayomer Bilibo, and not only it's not a contradiction to what Chazal say, it's a raya to what Chazal say. Obviously, I want to wish all of us that we should be zeiche, b'mehera b'yameinu, to have the real Shabbos, Yom Shekunoi Shabbos u'menucha, be'ezer Hashem. And there's some opinions in Chazal that say if Yisrael are keeping one Shabbos, miyad nigolim, we see what's happening these days in Eretz Yisrael, and we all understand al pi derech ha-teva, there's no real solution. We need b'emes, we need the Gula to come. Even if you're not a Lubavitcher, you can believe in it. The Emes, the Geula has to come. Mashiach has to come. That's the only thing that will save us in Yetz Hashem, and we should be Zoichem Yetz Hashem, that should happen b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Amen. Kol Tov, Amen. Amen. Amen.